What's up, everybody? My name is Matt, and this is the Nintendo Fever Podcast, episode number 73. I may be tired, but I promise we'll get through this week and not leave you hanging again. As always, I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Holly. How are you doing this week?
I'm a bit tired as well, not gonna lie. So, you know, if we fall asleep like halfway through this podcast, don't worry about it. I mean, there'll just be this long, awkward silence for probably like 15 minutes at the end of the podcast, and then we'll be like, oh, we're still here.
Far too exciting stuff to talk about in the world of Nintendo. I mean, it seems like every single day something new is going. No, not at all. It's been pretty quiet on the world of Nintendo, and we don't only want to do episodes about like news of speculation and rumors. We want to have kind of a good fun time and talk about things that are relevant, but you know, I don't want to come in here and talk to you, Holly, and have kind of almost nothing to say. Like, we threw around the idea of doing like a Kirby retrospective in a way, and I wouldn't mind doing that. As you know, Kirby for the NES is one of my all-time favorite video games. And it's an anniversary year, correct?
Well, it's not like a special anniversary or anything, but Nintendo did actually tweet like, well, Kirby came out in the West this month, as in the month of August, and so I thought, why not? But next year, I believe, is the 25th anniversary of the series, so
yes,
Nintendo would better do something then, and I guess we'll save our particular special episode for next year.
Yeah, stay tuned for that, people. but we like I said, we mulled it around, bad communication, so that's why there was no episode last week. We apologize for that, obviously. If you were paying attention to the feed of Nintendo Fever, though, you might have seen a new podcast of sorts. It was a wrestling one-off podcast. Obviously, Holly's done a couple of one-off podcasts, and we've had Mike
McSurdy?
Missouri. Sorry about that, Mike.
McSurdy. Jeez, you couldn't. We mixed up with it, too.
Well, Mike, he has also done some one-off. Obviously, they're usually video game related. This last one I did was a wrestling podcast with somebody from Twitter, a buddy of mine, Nuke This Town, at Nuke This Town is a... He's a big wrestling fan like I am, as you've heard me talk about before. We talk about wrestling video games at the tail end of that podcast, mainly Nintendo related. And hopefully we can do something like that again, because Nintendo and wrestling have a very fond mixture of sorts. So it'd be fun to be able to do another episode like that. But if you enjoyed it, please let me know. If you didn't enjoy it, let me know. But be nice about it. That's all I ask of you, is you're not mean.
Oh, yeah. People on the internet, they can be mean, but we have good fans,
no,
I think.
We do. We honestly have some of the best fans, it feels like. Everyone seems to be respectable, nice, and no one's yelling at us yet for missing an episode.
Right.
One day, I worry, like, we miss an episode because, like, I don't know, I fell out of a tree and broke my arm, and they're just like, I guess they don't care about us. And it's like, I'm sorry, I broke my arm today. I don't know. I don't see that happening, though.
Right, right.
But we do got a pretty full episode for sure. We were able to gather up some cool notes, and obviously Nintendo is highlighting some indies that are going to be coming out in the very, very soon future. By the time you listen to this, actually, one of them will be out. This comes out on Monday, right? So one of them will come out this Thursday, and we'll talk about that game upcoming as well as some other ones. We're also going to be talking about Pokemon, recent swag that we picked up, stuff that's came out this week and what we've been playing. So without too much more jibber jabber, let's go ahead and get into it and talk about some Pokemon. So Holly, what Pokemon have I selected for you? And for you new listeners, I know there's always a couple. This is the segment in which I have a Pokemon that I've randomly selected. I didn't even select it myself. I just hit random and selected a Pokemon. And now Holly's going to try and guess that based upon questions that she asks me.
Well, I already know what it is without asking any questions.
Oh, wow. Are you peering into my my computer?
It's Miltank. Just kidding.
I don't even know what that is. What is Miltank?
It's kind of like a cow Pokemon. I just thought it'd kind of mess with you and be like, oh, I know it. Picked a random Pokemon in my mind and threw it out there, but it's not Miltank. Okay, so my first question, which generation is it in?
This is generation number one.
Okay, that's one of my good generations, although I have struggled in the past. So second question is, what type or types is it?
It is a fairy type, but I know that...
Fairy type didn't even exist back in Gen 1.
Exactly, and I do not know what this was before. I have no idea.
Probably just a normal. So does it evolve, or is it evolved from something?
It did evolve from something.
From something. Fairy type. Okay, I'm gonna throw out Wigglytuff.
Wigglytuff is not the correct answer.
Okay, so it only has one type, and that's fairy, right?
It just says fairy under types.
Okay.
It has evolved.
Okay. Just once, right? Or three times? Well, no,
it can evolve three times, but this is the middle evolution.
Middle? Okay. Wigglytuff was way off then. Oh, hang on a sec. It would be Jigglypuff then. Right?
It is not.
Dang it. Clefairy?
It is Clefairy.
Okay. Jeez, I was thinking fairy types in Gen 1. All I got coming to my mind is Jigglypuff and Wigglytuff. And then I realized,
that is the only one.
Another one. And then I forgot about their baby forms. Like their pre-evolved forms, Igglybuff and Cleffa. Cleffa, that's the other
Cleffa.
One. Those actually didn't come in until Gen 2. So in Gen 1.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, in Gen 1.
Oh, so I was totally kind of throwing you off by saying it was Pokemon. A middle evolution.
Technically, so, I should have thought about that a little quicker, but...
That is so weird.
It did throw me off.
So the crazy thing is that... Clefairy, whatever her name is, its name is number 35, and its evolved form obviously is 36. But then the baby form or the pre-evolved form is 173 in the Pokédex.
Mm-hmm.
That seems weird that this thing should quote unquote exist before this other thing, but it didn't get created until later down the line.
Well,
that makes no sense at all. That's so weird.
Gen 2, I believe, was the first generation to introduce Pokemon breeding. And that kind of gave rise to the idea, quote unquote, of baby Pokemon, which Wigglytuff Igglybuff and Cleffa. Gosh, gotta get those straight.
Still weird is all I'm saying.
Whew, I'm really glad that I was able to think about that, though.
You were. Congratulations. And as always, because you win the super secret prize. And today's super secret prize is an internet high five. So high five.
Okay. Woo. I just did an air high five toward my laptop.
I did too. How sad is that? We probably both actually. So it works. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's totally fine.
Absolutely.
If only one of us did it, that's when it becomes weird.
Right. That air five traveled hundreds of miles.
Hundreds of miles. But totally now that you got the Pokemon correct for me, Holly, what is the Pokemon for the listeners to guess this week?
All right. So first of all, our last Pokemon, which this was 2 weeks ago because we did miss an episode. The last Pokemon, though, that I described for listeners to guess was indeed Starly. And I've kind of abandoned Twitter a little bit. I thought I would take a break from social media, and it's been suiting me pretty well. So I don't know if I'll be very active on Twitter for a while, to be honest. But I did see on Twitter that at least Gentis, of course, as usual, was able to guess this Pokemon. So good job, Gentis. Let's see if you can guess this one for this week, though. So, and try to think of it
also,
before I get to the final hint, because the final hint on this particular one is going to give it away pretty easily.
Also, Sikolden was also able to guess it.
Ah,
just
okay.
Wanted to say that he was a part of it as well.
Great. Good job, everybody. So, this week our Pokemon is in Generation number 3. So think about your Gen 3 Pokemon. As far as types go, it is a dual type. It's got fire and fighting types in it. And as far as evolution goes, it is fully evolved. It is a third evolution. So to get to this point, it evolved twice from some things. Plus, it actually does have a mega evolution as well. So try to think of who it might be based on all of that. If you already know, great. I feel like you might should know. If I'm not mistaken, those tips will pretty much tell you who it is. But our final hint here may just give it away. So I hope y'all have a good idea in mind before I tell you this one. It is one of the starter Pokemon of Gen 3, fully evolved starter Pokemon of Generation 3. As usual, you can send us guesses through Twitter using hashtag NFPokemon. I'm sorry I can't guarantee that I will see those, unfortunately, because like I say, I'm kind of off Twitter, but I will be depending on Matt, at least, to see those.
Yay. So happy to be depended on.
It's not that hard. So yeah, send in your guesses. Of course, as always, we will reveal which Pokemon that is next week.
Yes, we will. And now that we're done talking about Pokemon, we're just going to talk about some recent swag. Obviously, it's been a little while since me and you spoke to each other. So I will go ahead and throw out what I got very quickly, because I think I might have got stuff that's less exciting and maybe even a little less than what you got from what you made it sound like, at least.
Ooh. Well, so glad to have some good stuff on my end, at least.
Yeah, I traded in some stuff, Holly. I went to a local mom and pop video game store and I traded in some stuff. And I know
how
what you're thinking.
How dare
okay?
you? That's what I was knew- thinking.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say how...
I shouldn't judge. This is based
it's okay.
on... I'm being you, talking to you for a minute here, because you would be really... what would the word be? You'd really be chewing yourself out right now, so I'm just trying to be you.
No, and that's fine, but here's what I did, is I've recently... got a lot of copies for a lot of my video games because I go to yard sales, I go to, you know, the youth ranches and the thrift stores and stuff like that. And for some reason I had like 4 copies of Mario Galaxy. So I felt pretty comfortable keeping.
I'm not even surprised.
I felt pretty comfortable keeping one copy and getting rid of the others. So I've been selling some games recently. And you may be wondering what could have Matt so wanting to get rid of games so that he's able to, you know, get rid of games to buy a new game. Yes, I bought one brand new video game. I got Madden 17 for the PlayStation 4.
Okay, I've heard talk about that.
Now, as you may know, my PlayStation 4 was broken for a very long time. It did not play any discs, but I did use it for the PS Plus program. So I continually got games with it because of that reason. So I knew that I knew what the problem might be. So this last weekend before I bought Madden, the day before actually, I took my PS4 apart, I rebuilt it, and I fixed the problem that was in it. So
just all on your own? Did you look up videos on how to do that?
I looked it up online, yeah. Okay. I guess it's a pretty common problem with PS4. It happens occasionally.
I've heard. So, did it like spit your discs out?
It didn't take... Well, it took them and then it didn't give them back to me.
Oh, interesting. There was a little, I have a friend who has a PS4 that has a problem where, you know, partway through the game, the disc will just eject out of nowhere.
It's probably a similar problem. There's like a little bar inside of it, and that bar has a connection point. And if that connection point gets slipped up for any reason, it'll have problems. And that's basically what happened to my game, my PS4.
Okay.
But I bought it broken, in case you don't remember. But I actually bought this for $120, I don't know, I guess over a year ago now. And
Not bad.
You know, those were... Yeah, exactly. It was a crazy good deal. I could not get a brand new PS4, basically, for $120. But I never expected to play games on it because I just wanted to take advantage of the PS Plus program, basically. So when I kind of decided, I'm going to open this bad boy up and see if I can fix it myself, and hopefully I don't got to pay any money for it. I did that. I traded in some games. I got Madden 17. I'll tell you a little bit about it in a bit. And the other game that I got a little bit before this one, actually, was the Herbs for the DS. Do you remember the Herbs by chance?
I have no idea what that is, sadly.
Well, you know The Sims, right?
Yes.
Well, The Sims went through this like cool, like ethnic, I don't know, hip hop kind of stage in life, and they called themselves the Herbs.
What the
And
heck?
They made they made a game for the home consoles at the time, and also for the DS. And the DS game is basically an RPG. It's like a life simulator RPG where you play as a character. You have to get jobs, make money, pay rent, and then you have to go on this adventure while you're upgrading your logic and your body, all the things that you normally do in The Sims. It's basically an RPG. I mean, that's exactly what it is. There's no battling, but it's just like an adventure game where you're going off, you're living your life, you actually go and get jobs, but those jobs are mini games and you play the mini games to make money,
and then
you
being
level
promoted
up.
Is like being leveled up.
Exactly. And then you make more money per time you play that mini game. You can only play it once per day for the majority of the games. And then you make money, and then you have to go and get a house. So you rent a house, and you have to pay the mortgage on the house, blah, blah, blah. It's oddly the gameplay loop inside of it, which is like basically wake up, use restroom, take shower, eat food, go to job, do mission, go do job. Upgrade skill, do job, and then like do it all over again, basically, is really monotonous. But for some reason, remember long time ago
like
when we were
Sims,
talking
the usual Sims
it is
nonsense.
I think that's exactly what it is, but like that little RPG element inside of it is really nice because you're like doing missions and you're going forward with a story, and progression is very, very, very nice. The other nice thing about it is, do you remember a long time ago when we were talking about Castlevania, and I said Castlevania is kind of like the junk food of video games where you just kind of sit there there, play it, and you just kind of like keep playing it because that gameplay loop is just so rewarding.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this feels like. This legitimately feels like you're eating junk food while you're playing a game. It's a lot of fun. Like, if anybody has not played the Sims, it's called The Sims Busting Out for the DS, The Herbs for the DS, or The Sims 2 for the DS, go out and find them. They're probably going to cost you 10, 15 bucks. They're not going to be anything, but they're like really cool little like mini life RPGs. They're a lot of fun.
Okay. Definitely something to keep my eyes on.
I kind of included in recent swag what I've been playing, so I won't talk about The Herbs anymore, I promise.
Fair enough.
What about you, Holly? What did you pick up this last week?
Well, sadly, my my recent swag has gone straight to my backlog, so I haven't played any of this, but I did get a GBA cart and a DS cart, so as far as the GBA game that I got, Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls, I think is what that's called. Yeah, that remake that I kind of wanted, so that I could somehow play Final Fantasy 2. Even if it's one of the worst games in the series, I still want to try it out, and I hear this is a pretty good remake anyway, so... So
that's pretty awesome.
I own that now. My DS cart is for Lost Magic.
I have that.
Really? I read about that in Nintendo Power, and I specifically remember reading about that in Nintendo Power and thinking like, well, this sounds kind of cool, but I had no idea. You know, back then, I don't even think I was a Studio Ghibli fan, but I believe this is one of those collaborations with Studio Ghibli.
It looks art style wise. I don't know if it actually is, but it looks art style wise, so it wouldn't maybe surprise me too much. But it's Ubisoft, right? That's the I'm pretty sure.
I think so. Not Level 5 this time around.
Yes. So yeah, it's the exact game that I thought it was. Very, very interesting.
Have you played it?
I have played it for about, I don't know, maybe just
30 minutes.
Just a little longer than that because I got into the story a bit. The story's pretty meh, not exciting, obviously, which shouldn't be too surprising. But you should, if you're going to play it, I recommend like making that kind of the thing you're going to do that night. Like, hey, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to try this game out and see what I really think of it. Because it takes a little bit of, not necessarily patience, but you gotta pay attention because the majority of the game is based around the touchscreen. So you have to be actively playing it. You can't just sit there with, you know, D-pad and buttons and kind of, I don't know, get into that monotonous gameplay loop that I was just talking about with the herbs in a way.
Which is kind of, you know, that's just traditional gaming that everybody likes. But yeah, games with heavy touchscreen mechanics. Let's see, The World Ends With You comes to mind, actually, just because the battle scheme, the battling involves that. But it's still mindless. I just kind of swipe the screen all crazy like in that particular game. But I'm looking forward to eventually playing it. Gosh, everything just kind of goes straight to my backlog nowadays.
I'm going to bug you. Until you sit down and play it for a little while. I'm gonna bug you every single day. I just looked up the Metacritic. I like how like Nintendo Power gives it an 8 out of 10, but then like some people like EGM gave it a 5 out of 10. Like it's a very...
Yeah, I think the
like
IGN score
divisive.
Is probably like 6 or 7 or something. Not
it
too
is.
Spectacular or anything like
it
that.
Is,
but
it is 6.5.
I am going to give it a nice... Well, I want to... If I play it, I want to be committed to playing it all the way through. That's kind of that's
give
my
you,
style.
I'm still gonna just sit there and just bug you all the time.
Okay, maybe I'll play that and then maybe I'll move over to Ni No Kuni on the PlayStation 3. Ni No Kuni will be like dessert or something, like the thing that I'm looking forward to after I get through the broccoli. That is Lost Magic. So
I like that.
Just to get my Studio Ghibli video game fix.
There is a sequel made for the Wii, but it only came out in Japan, and it looks awesome. Jeez, why didn't we get this game?
Well,
not that I would have bought it or played it.
Ni No Kuni came out on the DS in Japan only at first, too.
Yes, very true.
I was kind of surprised when I realized like this PlayStation 3 game that is the reason that the one and only reason I wanted a PlayStation 3 actually was a DS game to start out with. It kind of makes me feel a little bit, like kind of makes me burn up inside a little bit, because I was like, come on. Send it over to us. We'll play it. Darn it.
Yes.
But my last bit of recent swag is an amiibo. Bought it brand new. So, you know, in the package. It didn't last long in the package, though, of course. I buy amiibos and I tear them right out. So this amiibo that I got is the Super Mario Bros. The Super Mario, like, 8-bit amiibo. Classic colors.
Yes. Ooh, you got the classic colors? I have the modern colors as of right now.
Cool.
It's a cool amiibo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome, actually. It's one of the best lookers that I've got on, like, I'm looking up at it right now because it's right above me and I'm just like, it's one of the prettiest amiibos that I own.
It really is. Those big, and it's nice and big and thick and, like, I don't know, just like stands out and stares at you and it's just like, I am an amiibo worth owning, I guess. Like, honestly, it really is. It's pretty awesome.
So amiibo collectors who haven't gotten any of the either of the 8-bit Marios, definitely worth it. So I really like that. But that pretty much concludes my recent swag. And I'd say that we had a pretty good 2 weeks, I suppose, worth 2 weeks worth of recent swag.
Yeah, we both got some pretty cool stuff. But let's talk about, in case you're kind of feeling like, oh, man, I want more stuff. This is some stuff you can go out and buy right now. So we're going to go ahead and talk about on the Wii U eShop, you can get Shadow Archer. That's a game, retro style visuals. It's, you know, you can go ahead and get that right now on the Wii U eShop. Or you can go to the Wii U Virtual Console and you can get Super Mario 64 DS.
DS.
Holly. How much is Super Mario 64, the N64 version on the Wii U? Do you know?
How much does it cost, you mean?
Yes.
Probably $10.
It is $10. Guess how much Mario 64 DS cost?
$12.
$10.
What?
So you can get the more inferior version on the DS. Not that it's a bad game. Not saying that by any stretch. You can get the more inferior version of the DS one, though. Or you can get the classic N64 one for the exact same price. It makes no sense, Holly. No sense.
To get it on the DS? What about, like, the all characters that they include and everything like that? I mean, graphically, obviously, it's going to be inferior. Kind of.
And control kind of inferior overall too, I'd imagine. I'm just saying that they're not the same price. They're of different value. It's just so bizarre that they charge $10 for a DS game and $10 for a N64 game, and then they re-release the same game over and over again. It's like the thing that they did with Super Mario World. You can get Super Mario World for the NES, or you can get Super Mario World for the Game Boy Advance.
That is a little ridiculous. I'm like, if you were going to put your resources into putting out another virtual console game for DS, make it something
else.
There's
so much. There's so many more
games.
Please,
I want Zelda Spirit Tracks, for Pete's sake.
I would get that. I think that'd be a fun one to sit and play on the Wii U because it's a Zelda game. So I could see it being more. Anyways, moving back forward to the what's out now. There's some
Street
Wii U eShop temporary.
Week.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
I thought you were might move over to Street Fighter.
Not quite. Not quite.
Saving that
Wii
for
Wii
dessert too?
Yes, because the rest is I got to chew it. The Wii U eShop temporary discounts, just letting you know there is some more stuff that's on discount. Nothing jumps out at me, so I'm not going to sit here.
Rhythm Thief is on sale this week for a pretty good price, if I'm remembering correctly. Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure, a rhythm game that came out on 3DS, I believe, and a physical copy is actually very rare. Difficult to come
yes,
by.
It is.
So getting it digitally for the price that it's at right now, and go look it up because I was kind of surprised that it was available for that. That's the one that jumped out at me.
I've heard nothing but good games about that. Then on to the 3DS eShop, we have The Legend of Kashuria. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right or not.
I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'd totally correct you because I know you got it wrong.
It's Kusakari.
Kusa.
Kusakari. Kusakari. Okay. If you say so, I'm not going to argue.
It's
a very interesting game
to me.
Because this is a very Zelda-like game. They're making fun of the fact that people love to cut grass inside of Zelda games. So instead of fighting enemies, you're actually cutting the grass in the same Zelda style, like, you know, isometric 2D style gameplay look. So it looks fun. It looks funny. Honestly, it's $5. It's from who usually publish and make some pretty cool games. So you might check that one out. Also on the 3DS eShop is Pixel Paint and Japanese Rail Sim 3D Monorail Trip to Okinawa.
Day one.
Oh, boy. Day one.
Which,
I mean, no disrespect for someone who likes that. Very true.
It doesn't sound too bad. I mean, I don't know what these games are about, but I mean, if it has anything to do with, like, teaching you culture or just travel tips in Japan, it sounds like something that might actually be cool.
So obviously they have these rail sim games, but they also have the airport sim games. And I actually reviewed one of the airport sim games a while back ago now. And it was so interesting because there's so much to it. And it's a pretty in-depth sim game overall. But like you have to really want to play that kind of simulation game because you're simulating being an air traffic controller, where in this one, you're simulating being the captain of a monorail Japanese train, you know, and it's very, very different compared to the majority of simulation games that you normally see on the market, such as, you know, as we were talking about with The Sims and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, but, kind of sounds promising. Not too bad anyway.
It's interesting. The price tag's a little steep at $20, but still, oof, if you're into those like very hardcore simulation games, definitely worth checking out or at least looking into. And find my review on GameGravy.com if you're interested about the Japanese air pilot simulation game at all. Now moving on to the new Nintendo 3DS Virtual Console. This is exciting. I really, really like this game, even though it kind of has a bad reputation for whatever weird reason. But Street Fighter Alpha 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting, and Super Street Fighter 2.
The new challengers. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And then, as you said, there is a bunch of eShop, 3DS eShop temporary discounts as well. So make sure you check those out. But I am so close to pulling the trigger on Street Fighter Alpha 2. It's a super awesome fighting game if you're
what
into fighting games.
What the heck is the difference between all those Street Fighter 2
so the
games
difference
that came
between
out on Super Nintendo?
Hyper Fighting and Super Street Fighter 2, the new challengers, is... Well, Hyper Fighting has Hyper Mode, which is a very fast play mode. New Challengers is basically before Hyper Fighting. So Hyper Fighting is the one above it. So it has like some gameplay tweaks and changes. And then it also has the Hyper Mode to make it faster. And then Street Fighter Alpha 2 is a completely different kind of series of games. It's not in the same series as just a regular Street Fighter. It's in its own kind of universe of the Alpha. Obviously, Alpha 1 never came there. But Alpha 2, it just has a really cool art style, which the Street Fighter games always did, but Alpha 2 just has a very unique art style that I really like a lot, and I remember playing it for many, many hours with my brother, so I'd love to check that out.
Yep, and now you can play any of these games or all of these games if you would like on the go. That's pretty cool.
I do like the Street Fighter on the go. Seems like a pretty legit option. Street Fighter 4? Was that the one that came out for 3DS? I believe so.
Yeah,
I bought that.
Super Street Fighter 4.
Yes, and I love that on the 3DS and on the go. It's a ton of fun.
So I actually found out that Balloon Fight on the 3DS, if you buy like the NES Balloon Fight on 3DS, you can actually use wireless connections between two 3DSs. And one of the three, you know, you don't even have to have the game on both 3DSs. You can actually do a two-player mode that way somehow. I don't know if it's possible with these Street Fighter 2
I doubt
releases,
it, even though
releases.
I would love if that was the case, but it's also going to be kind of hard to track somebody down who also has a new Nintendo 3DS as well. So like,
yeah,
there's a lot of kind of like limitations.
I don't know. Who's going to go out there and look for somebody to play Balloon Fight with on the go on 3DS? So
nobody.
Know,
they just like
right.
to experiment.
Yeah. So I kind of am with you actually, where I doubt that will work with these games. But man, if it did, that'd be pretty awesome being able to maybe find a pal or two to play with and be kind of cool.
Yep, that would be. But that's it for what is out now. So we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about the games that we have actually been playing ourselves. And I already talked to you quite a bit about the herbs, so I'm not going to spend any more time on that. But Madden 17, for someone who's a football fan who likes watching football, it's nice to have an updated roster every year. I haven't bought a Madden game since Madden 13 for the Wii U, because there's been no more football games made for the Wii U or the 3DS, so I have not bought a new football game for a very, very, very long time. So the game plays a lot like other Madden games. There's a lot of really interesting tweaks when it comes to the way a franchise mode is set up. And I will say, if you're an RPG fan, sports games are weirdly RPG. Like, you are playing a team.
I've heard that about Mario Golf.
Well, not only, I mean, I'm talking about like hardcore sports games like the NBA games, the MLB games.
Like realistic
NFL
ones.
Exactly. Like, it's crazy because like there's a couple options. You can play as a player, you can play as a coach, you can take control of a team, and then you're building a team. Like, you are upgrading stats for all these players, for all these plays, for these different types of things going on. You're training, you're trying to build a game plan, and then you go imagine, if you will, and obviously I don't have a lot of experience with Monster Hunter, so I can't like sit there and like say it's exactly like it. But I mean, you're basically you, right, with this team of people that you're controlling, and you're going up against a boss on every stage. I mean, it's boss fight after boss fight, because these matches take anywhere between like 20 to 45 minutes, and then you try to get to the playoffs, and if you win all the playoffs, then you get to the Super Bowl, and you try to win the Super Bowl. But it's kind of almost like a boss fight after a boss fight after a boss fight. It's hard to explain why that is without like understanding the game of football a little bit, but it's interesting in that regard. It's such a satisfying game when you do it right, or when you're playing it well. So it's a lot of fun. I've always been a big fan of football and Madden games, and I'm glad I haven't bought it for a long time, because I feel like this game itself feels very new and fresh to me, where if I was buying it every year, I don't know if I would feel that exact same way.
Yeah, that
but
makes sense.
It's cool to play with my Tennessee Titans and like have Marcus Mariota as my quarterback and DeMarco Murray as my running back and Delanie Walker as my tight end. Like, these are people that I like watching today on football. So it's cool to be able to have that ability to watch them play, like, and play as them through this video game experience. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. If I liked football at all, I might be able to get into Madden. But sports games in general, they intimidate the heck out of me. But
here's my recommendation. This is just, you know, throwing it out there type thing. Try, you know, the football season is about to start. It's about 2 weeks away. Try watching one or two games. And here's the thing, is don't go into it thinking you have to like a certain team. Just sit there, watch a game, and if there's a team that sticks out to you that you like to watch, it's odd how you'll kind of start to like, oh well, how are they going to do next week, or oh, how are they going to do the week after that, and then you kind of just slowly like kind of fall into watching them in a way. It's hard to explain. I came from Tennessee at the time when they went to Super Bowl, so like it was really easy for me to get into them. I was young obviously when it happened, so I wasn't like rah-rah Titans, but as I got older, like I remembered watching them, so they're my team. I like their franchise and their players that usually go for them and stuff. So it's just kind of fun. I mean, it's one of those hobbies that I get to partake in, but it doesn't take like this crazy amount of effort or money even to partake in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, which video games actually kind of do. Sometimes I get home, you know, from work at the end of the day and think, well, I could play a video game, but I'm just so tired. I just want to sit and watch something. So
it takes quite a bit of effort sometimes.
It does, actually, especially when you try to play as big a variety as you can, purely because you're blogging and podcasting about video games. It gets a little bit tiring sometimes, no lie. I've been trying to think, actually, as you have been talking about, like, what the heck have I been playing this week? What have I been playing?
Anything interesting? Get any new games?
Well, I actually, I tried out, I already owned it and had it downloaded on my 3DS, but I had never played it until maybe last week or sometime around that area. I tried Kirby's Dream Land, which was the first Kirby game back before Kirby sucked up his enemy's abilities, or when he was even pink.
It's so weird. It's so, so weird.
Kirby was white. Mostly probably because of the Game Boy,
oh, yeah.
Hardware.
It was purely because of the hardware.
Lack of technical prowess, I guess you could say. But man, it took me like 40 minutes. I beat the game in about 40 minutes. Looked at my activity log and there it said 41 minutes. I figured like 1 minute waiting, I guess, for, you know, the title screen or something like that. So I basically figured it took me 40 minutes to beat that game for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
It was enjoyable.
The Game Boy. It's one of those games that you just smile the whole time, and it's not a crazy long experience. So like, it's something you can sit there and play, but
yeah,
like the whole time you're smiling because it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's just fun and goofy and very responsive. Okay, I've played Kirby's Adventure, which was the second game that introduced everything basically that defines Kirby now. For some reason, that game doesn't feel as responsive. I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining
that's
it because I actually did move on to 3D Classics Kirby's Adventure after playing Kirby's Dream Land. And like I say, it feels so much less responsive. In Kirby's Dream Land, the first game, you could flip Kirby around really easily. So if you had something in his mouth that you needed to spit out at the boss, you could like jump up in the air really quick and just really quickly turn him around and spit out that item. And I feel like the responsiveness in Kirby's Adventure, not nearly as good. And it's actually driving me bonkers. Maybe it's the 3D Classics version. I don't know. Bad version.
I'm telling you, I know exactly what it is that you're feeling right now, and what it is basically is the fact that on the Game Boy, Kirby was very well optimized for the system, where on the NES, it's actually pushing the hardware quite a bit. That's why you're feeling that slowdown and that little bit of lag in it, is because it's actually, it's crazy to think, but like Kirby was one of those last games that came to the NES, and it really pushes the system
graphically. That I can tell. It's a gorgeous game for being on the NES. Whenever I stop and just look at the surroundings and the graphics, I'm like, this is an NES game? Are you kidding? Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely crazy, but I guarantee that is probably what it is, because without that, it wouldn't need all that extra processing power and such. So like, I think that's what it is. It's just it's so strong that on the NES version is going to have that little bit of lag because of the way it looks, where the Game Boy version is not quite crazy when it comes to the graphics.
Yeah, that's true. Although I do think it also has something to do with like how dang long some of the animations have to last in Kirby's Adventure. Ugh, I'm like, for example, using some of the power-ups, like the animation will take so darn long that I'm just like, oh my gosh, get out of this, Kirby! And also, I will, oh gosh, why do I have these many complaints? But I will sometimes kill enemies. Like, literally, I feel like I kill them and then they do damage after I've killed them. And it's a really crazy. Quick thing, but I feel like that's happening. Why doesn't it happen in other games? That's why, I've played plenty of platformers. I've played plenty of action games, and I feel like, you know, I take out enemies, and then a split second later, they do damage. And I'm like, I took that enemy out. How did it do damage to me? It drives me bonkers.
A little bit of lag.
I'm having trouble looking past it, but I'm getting a little better at it. So it is gorgeous, if nothing else. So that basically kind of covers what I've been playing, because I kind of did anticipate hopefully having a Kirby special soon. But we, again, will probably save that for next year, and we're going to make it a big old affair. So look forward to it.
It will be awesome, I'm sure. But moving on from what we've been playing, now I think it's just kind of time to talk about our feature that we have planned for the episode, which is basically just talking about upcoming games. As you know, as Nintendo fans, we kind of look and see like, oh man, we're still kind of missing something to play occasionally. It's been kind of a small drought to a certain extent, but there are stuff that's coming. And something that I've said for a long time now is I think the Wii U is a lot like a PC in the same way that Steam is just this giant platform for all these amazing indie games that come to the PC. And Nintendo, obviously, we've seen these great things with Humble Bundles. We've seen these really cool indies come over. We've seen some awesome, exclusive projects. We've seen some, games that are renowned for other systems also come to the system as well. So we're going to highlight some games today, because during the month of September, I think this is really cool, but Nintendo is having the hashtag Nindies Summer Jam. Every week there's going to be a new, pretty high profile, in my opinion, indie game that comes to the system, and it's going to kick off on September 1st. So by the time you're listening to this on Monday, this upcoming Thursday, Axiom Verge is finally going to be available on the Nintendo Wii U. And I do think it is a pretty big deal, because it seems to garner a lot of attention towards the original Metroid. Now, something I do want to also kind of mention and talk about while we talk about these games is, just because it's an indie game, the price, blah, blah, all those things, but like, these are all very interesting games, and I want to just kind of convey to you, you know, check them out. I'm not telling you go and spend your money on them. If you don't want them, you don't want them, whatever. But check them out, and just maybe you'll find something like a diamond in the rough that you didn't think you'd expect to enjoy. When we talk about one of these, for instance, I'm gonna get it for sure. But what's your thoughts of Axiom Verge?
I'm definitely interested in it. I don't have a ton of experience in the Metroid series, which is funny because I'm going through my mind and all like, Here are some of the Metroid games that I've played. I've only beaten one, so that's kind of sad, I guess. That one game was Metroid Prime, but I have played Prime 2, Other M, Metroid Fusion, Metroid Zero Mission, Metroid 2, Super Metroid, the original Metroid. I've
now,
played quite
what did
a few
you think,
of them.
What did you think of the original Metroid design? Super Metroid, original Metroid, Fusion, and stuff like that?
Well, you're talking about the original Metroid, or just kind of like the 2D side-scrolling Metroid formula?
The 2D. Yeah, the 2D formula.
Well, the funny thing, this is just kind of a random fact about that, is that I started with the original Metroid and thought, like, you know, I am not getting anywhere, but for some reason, moving around this world and trying to find my way around is actually fairly fun. And then I moved on to probably Metroid 2 after that, but I eventually got to Super Metroid, and everybody's like, that game is so good! I played it for, you know, an hour or so, probably, and couldn't really find anything that appealing to me, unfortunately. I really, really am going, I promise, I'm going to give that game the time that it deserves someday, but for some reason didn't like it that much. Metroid Fusion, as far as, like, you know, like, sprite graphics and 2D side-scrolling Metroid goes, Metroid Fusion, to me, was probably the funnest one that I played. I just think it controlled like a dream, and the design was really good. I'd always feel really proud of myself for finding, like, these secret places that you could go by blowing up a hole in the wall and things like that. So, didn't finish it again, but I played it for a good 5 or 6 hours, at least, I'd say, and had a ball with it.
Huh. Well, this is definitely going to be more like the 2D, you know, Metroid games.
Yeah.
And it's all made by one man. That's something that they've always pushed about, and I always think sounds just so amazing, is like the art, the programming, and the music is all done by like one person.
That's,
so it's just kind of crazy.
That is very impressive. It did take him a long time, but it's really cool. And he did actually blog. If you type in Axiom Verge on Google, or maybe Tom Happ, Happ with two P's, you may be able to stumble across his blog, and he put together a really nice post about how excited he is that this game is finally coming to Wii U for the Nintendo
audience.
Oh,
yeah, he wanted it to come to Nintendo. The ex ambassador of the Indies, I can't remember his name right now, for Nintendo, wanted this to be a Nintendo exclusive back in the day. He was trying to fight for it. The engine that it was made in originally was not supported, and that's why it never happened, but now it luckily is coming over. I don't know, just keep your eyes out for this game. Then coming out the week after is called Jotun? Is that how you... I mean, just Jotun?
That's pretty
Valhalla
much what it looks
edition.
Like. Jotun.
This game looks stunning. It looks like it's hand-drawn. You're
it
fighting
is.
These big, epic titans. You're going, you're just like, I don't know, the world is beautiful. Please watch gameplay of this game, because I want this game. It just
looks so
cool.
Is that the one
so
specifically
cool.
on this list that you decided, like, I'm
yes.
getting this? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Upon first seeing it at E3, when they showed off the indies on their YouTube channel, mm-hmm. Before the day that the show started, like, this game, I looked at it and just like, wow. I know I don't play games very often. I know I don't, like, get sucked into games sometimes, but, like, this just looks so cool. I want this game, and I want to play it. I hope it's good. I hope it's fun. I want to play this game. This one is next Thursday. I'm buying it. And then the cool thing, there's also going to be, these are all on sale for the first week that they're available.
Mm-hmm. 10% off.
Yes, 10% off. So if you want to buy these games, like, don't wait till the week after. Just get them, because you're going to get them at a discount. And getting things at a discount is, well, it's awesome. I love getting things at a discount.
For sure.
Do you have anything to say about this game?
It looks really good. It's based in Norse mythology, and I hear that it, you know, it portrays Norse mythology pretty accurately, and it even has, like, genuine, like, Icelanders, I think, doing the voiceovers. Like, it's all Icelandic with subtitles, so that is just really cool. I like
legit
games.
It looks stunning.
Like this. So, yeah, it looks like a lot of love and effort was put into it, so definitely worth looking at.
And it looks stunning. Like, it really, really, really does.
Viking woman. Awesome, hardcore Viking woman as the hero, so that's pretty cool, too.
That is. And then coming out September 15th is called No E2 Love Devolution?
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 No E2 Love? Ha! This one actually looks really good. I'm not
yes.
sure about that title, but it looks pretty fun based on what I've seen.
Yes, it's retro-style action platformer. I'm not going to say, like, in the vein of Mega Man, but it's definitely, like, run and gun and shoot. Everything's very pixel arty. The cool thing about this is it's Wii and 3DS, so you can get it for either or. I don't think this is cross-buy. Don't quote me if I'm wrong. But it does look interesting. This is one that I don't know a ton about. I don't know anything about, like, the developer or the people behind it, or I don't really know the story of it, but it looks cool, and I know that there's a certain type of crowd that loves this style of game, and I think it'll really be appealing for them. I think it'd be really cool on 3DS, personally.
Yeah, Let's see, what is it actually on though? I'm trying to figure that out. Oh, you said it was good, it's actually coming out on Wii U and 3DS. You said that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, either way. That's gonna be... if it's anything like another game on this list, Azure Striker Gunvolt 2, then it should be a pretty good one because I loved the first
people don't know
Azure
about that
Striker.
Game yet.
not in terms of this podcast, I guess.
spoilers. The next game we're going to talk about, though, is coming out the fourth week of September. Big month September is Severed. I know you thought this looked interesting. I think it looks pretty interesting. It's a first-person dungeon crawler type game. You actually play on the touchscreen of the gamepad, and you swipe, and you attack, and you manage your inventory, and you do all these things from it. It has a really cool, I don't know how to express the art style, but it's almost like, it's a kind of Hispanic-inspired. Obviously, their first game was Guacamelee, and you can see that influence of Guacamelee in this Severed game. It just has a really cool...
This one's decidedly
Latino,
darker, though.
Yes, very... Well, darker. I mean, you do die in Guacamelee. I don't know. But this it's very Latino-inspired kind of art style. It's hard to express, but you got to check it out.
Look up the trailer, if nothing else, for sure.
Really cool thing about this game, Holly, Wii U initially with 3DS cross-buy in the fall, which means if you buy this on the Wii U today,
you
can get it for the 3DS tomorrow.
I think the day that this game comes out is the first day of fall or close to it. That's kind of the funny thing about...
Usually when it says things like that, it just means the end of fall. So I would expect it sometime in the middle of October,
kind of funny,
November.
Though. Yeah.
I believe the 21st is the beginning of the season. I could be wrong. But finally, we're going to talk about that game that you spoiled. Nobody knew that it was coming out. We're breaking news here, Holly. September 30th is... I'm going to let you say it. I'm not even going to try.
Azure Striker Gunvolt 2.
You tell people why they should be excited for this.
The first game I played, and I really enjoyed it. I feel like it just had a good vibes to it. It's just a good kind of action game. The story is, it's a story, kind of a futuristic kind of story where some gifted young people have psychic powers, but some of them are bad, and you gotta fight them and blah, blah, blah to protect this innocent little girl figure who's got more psychic powers than anybody or something like that. So kind of a crazy story, but as far as gameplay goes, it's just kind of your typical action platformer, but I enjoyed the heck out of it. Gunvolt himself has a really cool power. He can shoot his gun, and if he hits targets with his gun, then he has them targeted, and if he uses his lightning power, then this cool lightning will go and hit all of the enemies that he has targeted. So he's got a really cool power. I think this game is going to let you play as a lot more playable characters, I guess. Including, maybe it's actually the first Azure Striker physical release that is happening, but I think Shovel Knight somehow makes his way in there somehow as a playable character. So just a lot of kind of cool action platforming to look forward to. And I enjoyed the first game so much that this is actually definitely a day one for me.
Well, that's good. There's some other cool stuff that's also going to be coming out. Those are the spotlighted games that Nintendo themselves actually spotlighted for all this stuff. But in the month of September, we're also going to see SteamWorld Heist come to the Wii U, which you know how I feel about SteamWorld Heist. I think it's a must-buy for whatever it comes out to, so I think you should look into that especially. Fast Racing Neo is going to get some DLC called Neo Future Pack. Looks really cool, the little bit of gameplay they showed off. I've heard that this DLC pack comes with like some updates for it as well if that didn't already come out. So that'd be cool. There's also another game in September called Zarvot.
That's a V.
Zarvot?
Zarvot. Yeah.
That doesn't mean I can read it just because I know what the letter is. They show this off during the sizzle reel of the like I said, they have a really cool video on their YouTube channel that showcases all these video games off as well. So check that out. There's also another game called Dub Wars, which looks like some kind of weird like twin stick shooter / music rhythm game. I don't know. It looks kind of interesting.
Yeah.
There's Electro Plaza, another kind of cool, interesting looking game.
This is getting into October.
Yes, now we're in October. And I don't want to go over every single game, but I do want to talk about some upcoming games that I'm interested in. Stardew Valley, which is coming out in December. I know that's further away, obviously.
What the heck is that, though?
It's basically an awesome Harvest Moon game. That's what I keep hearing, is just an awesome Harvest Moon game. And I looked up gameplay for it, and it looks pretty awesome. Not going to lie, was going to buy this on Steam. I will now wait until it comes out for my Wii U, because I would... I'd love to play it on my Wii U over my laptop and my computer, so I'm not going to worry about that. The other game I want to talk about is actually pretty far away because it's Q1 2017, but it's World to the West, made by Rain Games. They're the same people that made Tesla Grad, which is probably my favorite game on the Wii U eShop. So if you haven't played that game, go get it today. There's no reason not to get it. It is a fantastic video game. And World to the West is a 3D action adventure action game, RPG-esque. I don't know. Lots of weird. I am terrible at genre-izing, if that's even a word, a video game. But it looks really fun.
It's kind of a change of genre because as far as I can tell, Tesla Grad was like, you know, 2D side-scrolling type.
Puzzly game, yeah.
Thing, and World to the West is all 3D. I saw that and saw that it was made by the same Tesla Grad people, and it's actually kind of a spiritual successor or maybe a direct sequel. I don't know.
More
and
in
I
the
saw
universe.
It and thought, what? Did I think, was I thinking of the wrong Tesla Grad? Was the first thing that I thought. But
and
yeah.
The Tesla Kid
totally
is
different.
Is also in World to the West. That's going to be awesome. And then also the 3DS eShop is going to be getting some cool stuff over the next little while. And I want to tell you, Runbow Pocket is going to come out in Q4. We talked about that a little bit already. Punch Club is a really cool simulation life sim game where you're also a boxer and you're going through a lot of like random references. It has a cool pixel art style to it. It's kind of like, I don't know if anyone's ever played Game Dev Story. It's for your mobile phone. I think it's on iPhone and Android phone, Android for sure, where you own a video game company and you're constantly making video games. Well, this is kind of like that same kind of overall style, but you're a boxer and you're living life and you're trying to juggle like your dad gets shot when you're a kid. And then he's like, become a boxer, the greatest boxer who ever lived and avenge my death type thing. So
it dies.
But it just looks really cool. And I once again, I actually bought this with the most recent Humble Bundle that came out. I'm now going to put it away and I'm going to wait for it to come into 3DS because I think it'll play awesome on my 3DS.
You know, this is kind of off topic here, but I have to do a shout out for Robuxer, one of our listeners, who had a Humble Bundle and, you know, don't go searching him and being like, give me free stuff. But he gave me some free codes for the PlayStation 3 for Mega Man 9, Mega Man 10, some kind of Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo something or other.
Uh-huh. Very fun game.
And then Okami HD. So,
oh, really?
He got a Humble Bundle, yeah, for one, like, particular game. You can get some Humble Bundles for seriously cheap, like, cheaper than one of the games on the list would cost by itself. So, it's not even a surprise to me based on the cool concept of Humble Bundle that he actually went this route to get the one or two particular games that he wanted, and then he didn't even have a PS3, so he's all like, do you want these? I was like, I won't say no. So I got all of those this week. Huge thank you and a huge shout out to Robuxer.
That's a big problem with me right now because I'd love to get this Humble Bundle, but it's not a very good one in terms of the quality of games is whatever, but I only have a PS4 and I don't have a PS3, so like there's half, more than I would say 3/4 of the games are PS3 games. Like, I don't want
to
get.
You could always give them to me.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not nice. I'm not nice like other people. Oh. So I just don't want to pay for it.
It's okay.
Honestly,
we're just not as nice as our fans are, but we are so grateful to you guys for being great fans to us.
Oh yes, thank you guys. You guys are way too nice to us because you listen to us occasionally. It's awesome.
Yes.
But is there any other upcoming indie games that you would like to talk about, mention, or maybe something that you've played or seen in the past?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with the Shantae series, even though I own like 2 or 3 of those games at least. But Shantae Half Genie Hero coming out in October for the Wii U. So for those of you who are Shantae fans, that's definitely something to get, I'm sure, because everyone who's a hardcore Shantae fan loves Shantae, so get that game.
I don't really seem to like the art style very much on that game. How are you feeling about it?
I feel like those game, or all of them really, are fairly generic. I get the feeling that a lot of people may like it purely because Shantae's like half-dressed and, you know, she's in her scanty outfit. And
oh my gosh, I love that's the reason that people like it. I like that.
That's the best thing about the art style to some people. Maybe they don't realize it, I don't know, but
I just
obviously
don't understand.
That's not something that necessarily appeals to me right away.
obviously, like, here's the thing is on the past games of Shantae, they've all been kind of hand-drawn art style or pixel art and stuff like that. This one has, like, this weird, like, 3D aspect to it. And I agree with you. The games look very generic. Like, there's nothing...
They're just kind of cartoony. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. But this one looks... I don't like the graphics on this one at all. It looks less than generic. It looks almost poorly done. I don't know. Please don't come at me with your hate, Shantae fans. I'm sorry. Let me know why I'm wrong on this, maybe. But, like, it just doesn't look impressive graphically to me. And I know that's not the point of the game. Don't get me wrong. I understand gameplay over looks. But, I don't know. It just looks kind of funky to me.
I'll make all you fans feel better by trying to pick up one of the Shantae games that I already own and actually play it soon. And
I have
give it a rave review on Twitter. My first
what's
tweet
the one
in weeks.
That's on? What's that? What's the one that's on Wii U that we gave away the DS version of, the 3DS version of? It was Shantae
Pirate's
and
Curse, maybe.
Maybe whichever the one that came on the Wii U Humble Bundle I played the first 4 to 5 hours of it. I like the game. It's fun. It's entertaining. It looks, like I said, it looks generic, but it looks good because that art style is very appealing. But this new one just does not look that good in comparison to what the old ones look like. I don't know. That's all I'm comparing it on. Not gameplay, not if it's any good or not, just the look of it.
You know what I actually noticed just now? The new one coming out is Shantae half genie hero, and I realized I described her as being half dressed. So I didn't realize how punny I was being unintentionally, but I guess you could
total
call this
punny
game Shantae half dressed hero.
Well, oh, unless so there's anything else crazy indie related, I think that might be about it for the show today.
Yeah, definitely some great things to look into. Nintendo has a nice, solid, juicy three plus minute trailer on YouTube.
Nice and long.
Look it up.
Right?
It's got, I think, pretty much every game in this program featured in it at some point. So it's fantastic to watch. You'll have to watch it a few times to pick up on everything. But that's what makes it a cool trailer. So go check it out.
Nice and filled with information too, and I don't know, just like I was saying, like something like Axiom Verge or that Jotun, just worth checking out, looking into. Lots of cool stuff coming up in the month of September and everything to round off the end of the year. Obviously, hopefully we'll be hearing about NX soon and maybe some cool news about that. I don't know, maybe, hopefully, whatever.
I hope.
So
earlier today or this week I was thinking to myself, Nintendo's going to reveal the NX eventually. And, you know, I wasn't thinking like, oh, they're going to do it soon. I just know it. I feel it in my heart. But I did suddenly have this kind of like warm feeling in my heart where I was like, I cannot wait. I don't care when it is, but I'm so excited to find out.
It has to be sooner than later, right?
Yeah.
Right?
At this point, yes. I think so.
I really, really hope so. But thank you guys so much for listening to us ramble and ramble and ramble. This was episode number 73. That means we got two episodes until episode number 75. If you'd like to be entered into a drawing in which you can win an awesome indie game, Swords and Soldiers 2 for the Wii U eShop, all you got to do is write us an email with a question. Please send it to podcast@nintendofever.com. You can find our official Twitter account at Nintendo Fever. And you can also find me on Twitter at OnlyMattDesen. You can find Holly at
Holly Falmouth, although, again, I'm not frequenting.
Just bugger.
Yeah.
Bugger. Tweet her all sorts of random things all day. And then when she finally checks it out and she sees
I'll
that she has
like
100
notifications.
It'll be funny and awesome. So please do that. Just constantly.
Yeah, feel free.
Yes,
bug
the crap out of her. thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to have a fun-filled show next time. Send us an email, episode number 75, big mailbag episode. We answer every single question that you ask us to whatever. So just send us random crap because one time we told somebody they look good in their pants. That is a true story.
Well, I don't know if we – I think we told them some suggestions for better
pants.
We did. Yeah.
Yes, pinstripes and or dark blue, I believe. Was that it?
What the Maybe? Heck? Maybe – was it skinny jeans? I don't remember. Just kidding.
No, I don't know
it wasn't
anymore.
Skinny jeans, that's for sure.
Thank you guys so much for listening, guys and gals and Nintendo fans and fanboys and fangirls. We will see you next time when we're all done playing our Vidya games.
See ya.
Bye.